The Sean Salisbury Show continues now with the Bench Warmers. Here's Sean Salisbury.
Oh, we're here. Yeah. Get that ball spinning for me, bud. This is Bull Bullard, Harlem Globetrotters. This is the Sean Salisbury Show. You can find us on Twitter at S Salisbury Show. It's like the Energize going and going and going. Bull Bullard's here with us. Now, before we get started, you had a tryout with the New York Jets and you never played a down of football?
Yeah, I never played
position?
Football. Wide receiver.
Can you catch?
I could catch. Yep, I could catch a little bit. I could catch a cold. I could catch a dunk pass now. And
little alley-oop.
Yeah, that's about it. But in 2008, this is when Eric Mangini was calling
right.
in. Basketball players tried to be wide receiver. So when I came in, I didn't know anything about football. I was just blessed with the opportunity because he obviously seen me on a 2008 NCAA College Slam Dunk Contest. So when I came in, I tried out as a wide receiver. He told me I did good, but it just wasn't for me.
Right.
You know, I didn't have no problem with it. It looked good on the resume. So
this looks good on the resume, too. Harlem Globetrotters.
Yeah.
You're going to be in town here in Houston for, three games this summer, right?
Yep, three games, July 8th and July 9th. We got two at the NRG, 2 p.m. and 7 p.m., and then we got one July 9th at out in Cyprus. So,
awesome. So you're the dunker of the group.
I'm the dunker. I'm the ball handler. I kind of do everything.
Oh, so you want us to increase the resume. You don't want to just keep it dunking,
right?
Yeah,
you got to keep
going.
You
broke
a
backboard in Honduras, didn't you?
Well, the backboard broke me. But no, I did 2013, actually. I went up for a dunk, put my feet on the backboard, and when I looked back, my back was on the ground, so dislocated shoulder, concussion. But I'm here today, thankfully, and having fun with it.
Well, there are not many guys that can say they shattered a back. You know, Daryl Dawkins, Shaq Fu. Yeah, I mean,
Derek Coleman.
There's not many of them that have done it.
Darwin
Ham. That's exactly right. He was a great dunker when he came out of college, too.
He was.
So Harlem Globetrotters, Bull Bullard joins us here on the Sean Salisbury Show. Why'd you do this, man? Why, I mean, you guys, you've been to 61 countries yourself.
61 countries in
almost
10 years.
Why'd you start this?
Actually, man, what my plan was when I came out of Corpus Christi, I was just going to be a police officer down in Corpus, finish up, get my degree, and just do that because they offered me X amount of dollars coming out of college, and that was my plan. So my plan wasn't to be a Harlem Globetrotters, but obviously it was something else for me in life because I still wanted to play basketball. I still wanted to be a role model for kids. I got great characteristics, and I like to have fun. So when they called me with the opportunity, I was like, you know what? I asked my grandmother. She was like, go ahead and do it. Just try out. And I went down and I tried out, man. And I felt right at home from the minute I walked into the gym with Sweet Lou, Tex Harrison, Barry Hardy, and all the guys I was in the gym. Ant Ackerson was there. Scooter Christensen was there for my first tryout. And it was just like second nature when I walked in there with those guys. They called me in. They welcomed me with open arms. And almost 10 years later, man, here I am. And I really can't complain about
anything. You guys do so many amazing things with the Globetrotters. I grew up in the era of Curly, Lemon.
It's his birthday today. It's Curly Neal's birthday today.
Curly Neal. I was actually an advisor for the Harlem Globetrotters when Manny Jackson was the owner. When he was the owner of the Harlem Globetrotters. So they've always been close. All the great games and all the kids that get so excited to see you guys.
Yeah.
But the truth is, it's not limited to kids. The adults are they trip out a little bit too, don't they?
Oh my gosh, the adults are sometimes worse than the kids, man. Because you know how the adults they send it when they was kids, so they get their kids all pumped up and get their kids all hype about. Oh my gosh, we're about to go see the Harlem Globetrotters, and the kids be like, what? Who? What? Where? All right, let's go. And then when the kids leave, like, Mom, the Harlem Globetrotters were amazing. They was great. Mom and Dad's be like, I told you, it's family entertainment. It's family fun. So
I know you guys are going to chime in. You got a bunch to ask him, but let me ask you. But what is if I said you give me two Harlem Globetrotters with you,
mm-hmm.
and we go take on Ice Cube's new league?
Uh-huh.
Can you handle it?
Oh, my gosh, could we? two with me, I'm going to need a big man. So my big man is going to be Dante Hammer Harrison.
And how tall are you? About six? What are you?
He's 6'9".
And how tall are you?
I'm 6'4".
6'4"? Okay.
6'4". And
so he's 6'9".
Yeah, I'm 6'4". And then I got to get probably one of the best shooters on the team. I'm going to go with Ant Ackerson.
Okay, you three. You think you can compete in that league?
Oh, my gosh, of course. I mean, we're the Harlem Globetrotters. I mean,
I like it.
I mean, confidence.
You got to be confident in anything that you do, man. And that's one thing that we try to teach the kids out there whenever we're out there on the court. So we just have fun with it.
Yeah, I'm interested in how you get your start at the whole Harlem Globetrotters because all you guys kind of have different things. Like you talk about, some guys are great ball handlers. Some guys can hit the three-pointers from essentially half court. I know you guys are implementing.
You would have been a good Washington.
Washington General.
Yeah.
I would have been good. Well, I mean, is there
the pale prodigy at guard guarding Bull Bullard.
Is there a such thing as a good Washington General?
Actually, there is such things as good Washington Generals. We've had guys that make that transition from being Washington Generals or Walt All-Stars to be Harlem Globetrotters.
Oh, that's cool. They learned a lot from you.
They learned a lot.
So you want to know how he starts, works on his game, right?
Incentive. Yeah, maybe I can get on the Generals and then eventually on the Globetrotters.
It's there. It's but, there for you. Yeah. I'm just saying.
Yeah, maybe I'll try out. Maybe I'll get in there. I don't know.
But yeah, like, but back to what you were saying. Yeah, when I came in, I came in as probably one of the top dunkers when I was coming out of college in 2008. But from there, I went to dribbling and basketball, which is sliding, doing what Curly Neal does.
Right.
And then did that for a couple of years. So I was labeled as a dribbler and a dunker. But now I'm a backup showman to like Big Easy, Lofton, and Ant Atkinson. So those are the three things that I'm able to do right now. So
is it like when you first get there, is it like a training camp that you go through where you're taught different kind of things?
Yeah. Training camp is grueling, man. We have two practices a day that run probably like 4 hours each. We have one that starts in the morning and then one in the afternoon. And we do that every day for 2 weeks straight. No days off, really. And that's where we teach the younger guys about the craft of being Harlem Globetrotters. They have to go through interview training and know how to do photo ops and knowing how to just do certain things.
You guys got to be great at shaking hands and kissing babies, too, because I'm being serious. Because you guys,
your lips can't be chapped when you kiss babies. You know,
right.
You know, little stuff
yes.
like that.
All right, you've been to 61 countries and obviously didn't have a great experience in Honduras, but what is one fantastic experience you had?
One fantastic experience that that I had is probably always going to be Monaco. It's the south of France. Every time you're riding on that bridge or that strip to look over and just see the ocean right there and all those houses. Oh my gosh! Every time I rode into Monaco,
why aren't you keeping a journal?
I mean, it's still just overwhelming to me every time I go somewhere. So I don't really be thinking about pulling my phone out. And
how old are you?
I'm 32.
32, and you've been to 61 countries.
Yeah,
that's a sin.
I'm sorry, man.
Hey, good job.
I'd rather keep it up here.
He's dunked in a lot of courts. That's good memory.
Live in the moment.
Instead
he's
of
a millennial like myself. All right, we don't keep
journals. I bet you have a good Instagram account.
I do. I have a really good Instagram account. It's BullBody84. I try to post a picture from every place that I go. You know, every time we're on a road in the USA, we try to post a picture there. Like I was posting pictures here on Snapchat and stuff like that to let people know I'm here in Houston.
The noise was all over the building, by the way.
I heard about that. Somebody said, who was that in the hallway dribbling?
It's you.
Who else would it be?
If it would have been anybody but you, we'd have been all over you.
You got to.
World's famous Harlem Globetrotters at NRG Arena on Saturday, July 8th, 2 p.m. and then 7 p.m. And then the Barry Center out in the, you said, the where's the?
Cyprus.
On Sunday, July 9th at 3 p.m. Tickets are at Ticketmaster. So you guys getting a new thing this year. You guys, the great thing about the Globetrotters, too, you guys, and we got to get out of here in about a minute, but you guys are always doing such great things. Four-point line and changes, right? Tell us about that.
So the four-point line is 30 feet away from the basket. A couple years ago, it was 35 feet away from the basket.
That's like 6 feet longer than the NBA, right?
Yeah, so now we just come down. We just stop and pop now. It's just like regular, just like in transition. It's an amazing shot. You guys got to come out and watch it. You guys got to come out and see it, man. It's amazing.
So they can get the tickets at Ticketmaster.
Yep.
You're
or go to HarlemGlobetrotters.com. Hey, you guys
got
to come out
go
and
ahead
enjoy
and spin
it.
Us our way out of the show, man.
I got you.
Go ahead and spin us our way out of the
show.
It's Bull Bullard, the Harlem Globetrotters. He's a dunker, a ball handler. Barrett, don't get any ideas. You got a show to do.
Yeah. Okay. It's your day job.
I get handled, man. I'm telling you.
You got could you do the slide, dribble the Curly Neal, Bull Bullard slide,
you
pick the ball
could.
Up off the handle?
You remember White Chocolate, Jason Williams?
Let's not go over.
I'm basically the second coming of him. Okay.
And then he woke up and
the white part, there's for sure. Yeah. You could see through. We call him the pale prodigy because he knows stuff that happened, well, places we've never been, but he hasn't had a tan since, well,
ever.
There you go.
Me either, so don't worry about it.
Bull Bullard, Harlem Globetrotters. Great having you on, man.
You
well, you guys
man.
Do great things,
thank
and we appreciate
thank
you.
You. We appreciate
you're always
it well.
Welcome here. Robin Carlin, Brian Barrett, Adam Sager, Bull Bullard. Get out. Check out the Harlem Globetrotters. You can find them, well, quite frankly, at a whole bunch of places all over the world. In Houston, 3 dates in July. Go to Ticketmaster and check it out. I'm Sean Salisbury with Bull Bullard. This is the Sean Salisbury Show. Much more to come.
Bye.